What's up, everybody? Welcome to Friendship Frequency. This is the podcast where we talk about real life struggles and what has worked for us. We get vulnerable and discuss our everyday lives, and we invite you to go on this journey to better yourself along with us. I'm Tab Johnson,
And I'm Aaron Windhorn.
and this is who we are, and this is what we do. All right, y'all, how goes it? Episode two. Woo-woo. That's where we are.
Would have thought?
Right? Not us making a streak, two whole episodes. This week, y'all, we're talking about processing the world through different lenses. When we say that's obviously a metaphor for your perspective on how you process things that happen to you, around you, whatever you want to call it in your everyday life. It's going to be super interesting to see mine and Aaron's different lenses as we talk about different things. I think this is going to be a killer episode. So, yeah. Aaron, you want to kick us off? What you got going on over there?
Well, let's kind of give an example. Like, I'd like to start with an example of, looking through the lens and people's different perspective. Like, kind of an example would be like me and Tabitha go to an art gallery and we're looking at the same painting, and she may totally see a different perspective on that painting that I would see. And that could go through so many different things in life, and what could shape one's perspective about a certain thing.
Yep, exactly. I always think of, different examples. Like for me, the example I thought of immediately was you and I and our side hustle go to different events. We can have all of us in the same room, literally all experiencing the same exact thing, but we walk out of there with completely different takeaways, completely different perspectives. Even down to completely different meanings of the same exact words that were said. And it's fascinating to me how people process things differently and the variables that surround those and how they process. There's so many different things that make a person what they are. And so it's going to be, yeah. It's to me, it's fascinating to see how that works differently for each individual person. So, yepers, good example.
Right. So what would be like, let's talk a little bit about influence and background.
Influence and background, y'all. I always get not nervous. Maybe nervous is not the right word. I get a little flustered or even choked up a little bit when I think about influence and background and, the things that have shaped me as a person. I come from not a great childhood. It wasn't terrible. Don't get me wrong. It wasn't terrible. But a lot of alcohol and drugs and trauma and just chaos constantly. So that's probably one of the hugest factors for me. The military is another one, just different points in my life where I had big life shifts, big changes in my life, and the outcome of those situations kind of imprints on you. And I think that's what creates the lens, right? Like how you process something, the result that happened due to that situation is how you forever see that same situation going forward. So trauma, the military, I mean, social media, listen, let's be real. Social media, what a good wife is supposed to look like, and I say good wife in quotation marks. A mom, having my kids, my God, that completely changed everything, especially coming from the woman that never wanted kids. So, yeah, there's so many different factors that go into it, into who you are as a person and what built you to be where you are. And it's not always a good thing. The lenses are not always the best lenses to look at life through.
They can get pretty
That's,
blurry sometimes.
yeah, serious. Mine get a little poo-poo colored. I'm just saying. What about you? For you, what are some that you can just off the top of your head that are, big lens creators for you?
Mean, I definitely think childhood trauma. I was raised in an abusive home as well. Physically, mentally, and sexually. And I think that really shaped me growing up. But obviously, as I'm an adult, I have the ability to change that and change that lens now. But yeah, social media, politics.
Oh, dude, that's a huge one for everybody right now. Like, even
Right.
if you're one of those people, you're like, no, I don't pay attention. I don't even get into it. Okay, well, someone around you does, and you've been affected by it, whether you want to or not. So, how you choose to deal with it is up to you after that. But yeah, absolutely. That's a huge one.
Right. Yeah, and I just think just a lot of stuff in life can definitely shape one's vision on the world or vision of others. So I don't know. Those are
It's
just a lot of.
crazy too. It doesn't always have to be like a big, huge something. And sometimes you don't even catch it. You don't even realize that it's changed you until you come across that situation again or trigger. A lot of people, you like the word trigger, like you come across that situation again and you didn't even realize that when it happened the first time that it changed something in you. And then here you are again in the same situation. But now you're like, wait a minute, hold on. Like, I remember this was hot when I touched the stove last time. Like, do I want to do that again? So yeah, it's not always
That
not.
reminds me of Simpson or Homer Simpson, keep touching the stove, ow, 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 and keep just going back and doing it, you know?
Right? Serious. So. Yeah, it's not always something big, huge. It can be something, small and sometimes quiet. Like sometimes it's the little quiet stuff that maybe makes the most impact and you don't realize it until you get to that spot again. So, yeah, that's truth, truth, truth.
I love that. So, what's your take on empathy and understanding?
Today, as an adult that is practicing healing and self development and things like that, empathy and understanding have a completely different meaning to me now than they did, say, I mean, we could even say as recent as 3 months ago, if we're honest about it. My go-to gut reaction was always anger. The lens that I operated out of when someone said something or did something or offended me in my mind in some sort of way, anger was my go-to reaction. Since I have been further into this journey and done the hard crap that I freaking listen, I loathe it, y'all. I loathe it. Love is a good professional word for hate for those that don't know. I don't hate it. It's work. It's truly work. It's emotional and all the things. But now, having gone through a little bit of that, I can kind of step back from the situation instead of react immediately and put myself in that place of trying to understand the other person. Having a little more empathy for where they're coming from, or their perspective on it, their lens on it, and reacting from that place instead of, and trying to understand instead of just freaking flipping out and going full bore, throw hands, like, because I mean, there's a time or two where I may have done that previous, and there may be a time or two going forward that it will happen. Let's be real, y'all.
Let's be real. Yeah, I mean, I'm not perfect, but I definitely can. Over the last few years, for me, empathy and understanding is just stopping, slowing down, and trying to understand the other person's perspective. Like, we never know what other people are going through. Like, somebody cuts me off or something like that, I can get all pissed off and flip them off. But I mean, you never know if they're rushing a guy, husband's rushing his wife to the hospital because she's in labor, or somebody's got to take a crap. You never
Yeah,
know.
I mean, it could be that serious, y'all, for real.
But just stopping and like thinking of other people's perspective of like, we never know what anybody's going through,
Yeah.
whether they wrong you or not. Just
I agree. I think too that lens is a good name for that lens is compassion. I love that. That's my new word, y'all. Compassion.
oh, here we go.
I love that word. Compassion is, aside from the fact that it just sounds like a really cool word, like it. If you can go at people and approach people with compassion and react from your intention, I just learned this. That's why I'm saying it. And react from your intentions and respond from your intention of love or care, whatever your intention is behind this person. And you can respond from that place instead of your immediate gut reaction of anger or whatever feeling it is, but instead respond with compassion. The results that you get back are totally different. Totally different. Not only are the results different, but your feeling going into that situation is completely different as well. Like, I literally just learned that maybe a month ago, and I just. It's completely changed a lot of things for me, work-wise, relationship-wise. I mean, you can list them. And so now I just try and come from that place of compassion and understanding. And is it perfect? Absolutely not. But it definitely is getting better. And I'm getting better at practicing it. So it's becoming more habitual instead of just blah, 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 So. Compassion. Word of the week, y'all. Compassion.
Love it. So, Tab, what are some things that you could utilize to help change that lens?
I can tell you hands down for me, my go-to reaction used to be anger, aside from running. Oh. I did not know that this was going to come up. Running was what I did best. And when I say run, I ran from home, went to the military, didn't go back for years. I would cut people off just anytime the smallest thing happened, I could cut you off and act like you never existed. I would, if things got difficult or whatever it was, I would just, oh, I can't, like, I would just stop, like, literally cut it off at the limb. That way I didn't have to deal with it again. So now, turning and running face first and running right smack into it has changed my lens on so many things. And it's still a work in progress. Don't get me wrong. Do not get me wrong. The self-development, the work, the dealing with the demons, the walking through the hard shit, y'all. Like walking through the stuff that you just never wanted to ever talk about again. That's changed my lenses. And I was good at playing victim. I was good at it. Like, listen, I'm not patting myself on the back for that, but if you could, like, listen, I was good at it. And I had to get out of that place because it created so much more chaos. And when you learn that your chaos is self-inflicted, listen, that's a different lesson right there. That is a different kind of lesson right there. That one strikes a little harder than most. So just doing the work. I continue to do the work now. My recovery program has helped me a ton. My community, my friendship with you, like just open and honest people, not afraid to be like, hey, snap out of it. Or, hey, that was real fucked up how you reacted just now. So I'm fortunate that I have those people in my life. I'm fortunate that I have the tools and, I get new tools every day, but I'm super fortunate in what I have now and what I'm learning because that has been the catalyst for me to be able to change the lens that I look at the world through. Because before it was just all, oh, woe is me, this world's smallest violin. Like that's been the biggest help for me was helping my damn self first. And then, being able to help other people just by doing this or conversations or just showing up. So that I'm super grateful for that. I feel like that's probably been the biggest things that have changed my lens at how I process and how I look at things through the world. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm lucky that I have recovery as well. Through the 12-step process, part of that's digging in to yourself and looking at your side of the street on things, and that really helped me change my lens on a lot of things in life. That I typically was always the problem. Every situation, whether it would be, younger in my age, like probably 20s, I played the victim role too. And but then later in life, the biggest thing for me was like the mindset change, personal development, just doing daily things to kind of keep my head straight, and then self-love too. That's
Yes. I think it was just the other day, right, where I text you or we're messaging or something, and I was like, I finally am in that place where in my marriage where there's no more shape shifting. Like I don't shape shift to kind of be what I think my husband wants me to be. I don't shape shift to fit in someone else's box. I just am who I am. And I mean, how could you not love me? Number one. But two, some people don't. Like, I'm a lot for some people, and that's okay. But it relieved so much pressure off of me and so much, like, just pressure and stress that I don't shape shift. Like, this is who I am all the time. This desire for people to want better for themselves, for me to want better, is part of this self-development. And the shape shifting is not, it just doesn't happen anymore. Thank God, because that was work, y'all. Keeping up that was work. I'm just trying to say, like, whew, thank God that's over. So, and I'm just grateful for the tools that we've learned and we've developed, like, because not all of this is, it comes the first time around. It's literally like you have to practice it every day. Like you said, the daily actions, I think, probably have probably been the most beneficial, I think. honestly, like, what are the daily actions that you take that you feel like are the most influential for you now?
I would say like start my day off with praying and meditating every morning when I get up, because that kind of gets me on the right foot. And when I'm not perfect at it,
Right.
I notice the difference when I'm not doing it. I
Yep.
treat others like crap, and my day doesn't go very well. But when I do it, I treat people the way that I want to be treated. I treat them nicely, and I, do my best to eat healthy, treat my body good, get enough sleep, drink plenty of water, and probably one of the biggest things for me would be to unconditionally do things for others and not expect anything in return. There's so much joy in helping others. You could say that you do get benefit from doing that, which you do because it makes you feel good. But I'd rather do that than feel like crap, when I'm always thinking about myself. It's me, 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 me all the time,
Hey, hit that note. That's what I'm talking about. I will say too, like for you being on the outside, looking in and watching you helping someone or having a conversation with someone and you just pouring into them, like that is when you are at your best. Like that's hands down. Watching you work with someone else and pour into someone else, there is a light that comes from you that is just, listen, if you guys have never witnessed Aaron do this, sorry about it. Get your own Aaron, not this one. And just watch him because it is, I'm proof. Like I am sitting here because of that. And to watch you do that, the happiness and the glow and all the things that just radiate from you is, dude, are you kidding? That's hands down the best right there, watching you do that. So, yeah, I agree with that 100%.
appreciate that.
Well, you know,
I don't necessarily see it, but
not for you to see, friend. It's for us to witness, okay?
exactly. I find it so beneficial to like try to give back and teach others like what I learned. I'm definitely not an expert in anything in life. It's just stuff that my sisters always say, oh, you've had the roughest life, and you've like overcome it. And it's like whenever they say that to me, it's like that they're putting pity on me in terms of like, oh, you've been through so much. And I'm like, yeah, but it's like I had a choice that I could have allowed all that trauma and that abuse and the stuff that I was taught as a kid to control my life. And I did a lot. I drank. I was an alcoholic. I did drugs to escape that so I didn't have to feel or deal with it. And then, once I got sober, I was smack dead with my feelings. Like, how do I deal with this shit that I'm feeling? And through the program and through the personal development and seminars I've gone to, the books that I've read, that's changed me as a person. I could have stayed stuck and been that victim all the way up into my adulthood, but I wanted to feel good. So when I see people struggling that show a glimpse that they want hope or that they want change, I'll pour into them. And that's what I did with you.
It's, dude, I can relate to that too so much too. I actually had a therapist. One of my therapists one time was like, Tabitha, you just, it's a miracle you're standing here after everything that you've been through in your life. And it literally made me feel like, dude, even the therapist feels bad for, like, feels sorry for me. I think it fed that victim mentality even just a little more too at that time. You know, because that's where I was in my life. That was the lens that I was looking through the world with. Oh my God, I've been through so much. And she's like, yeah, it's a miracle you're standing here. I'm like, see, I knew it. I knew it. Like, and it just is, you know, my sister, I have a sister. A lot of people don't know this. I have a sister. Her and I are 14 years apart, but she is actually the one that found my mother dead and was there physically with my mother when my mother passed. And Jason and I raised her. She was only 9 years old when that happened. Jason and I raised her after that. I raised her right along with my other three kids. They were like siblings. But her and I are night and day. Like I had went to the military, did something better with my life. Mentally, I didn't really deal with it. I've always been the person that I need to take care of everybody else around me so I don't deal with my own. Like that's not a secret, and that's 100% what I did. But she chose to go a completely different path and fo has followed right behind my mother. And it's hard, right? Like I want to help her, but it's she sees that she doesn't see the world the same way I do. She sees it in through a different lens. And it's just crazy to me how her and I have completely different experiences. And she chose to be one way, and I chose to be another way. And now we have very little contact, whatever. I love her. I wish her the best. All there's no hate there, obviously. It just is very different lenses, very different mindsets. Even when I wasn't as healthy as I am now, it still was completely different. So, yeah, just.
Yeah, and I think that's a whole different perspective right there, a whole different lens is that, a person that's going through that stuff and choose to stay in that victim role, they may not know how to
Yeah.
get that. And, they don't have the self-worth to be able to dig themselves out of it. And, it takes people like you or I or other people out there in the world to like show them that there is a way to get out of that and not have to be stuck in that victim role and stay stuck in your life. It's all
100%.
about fear, fear. But,
Whole nother episode, y'all. Whole nother episode. How would you say, what does your lens look like today? Let's say it that way. What does your lens that you process the world through with everything that you've done and the work that you've put in into your self-development and all of that, what does your lens look like today?
I think it's pretty damn clear.
Nope, that's right.
There's some days that it gets foggy, or there's some seasons that it gets foggy. I met you, that I've kind of gone through this season, the last couple months or 3, 4 months, something like that, where I've kind of fallen off on, my health, my mindset. And you saw that and basically stuck your foot in my ass because, like I said in our original podcast, that we were going to do this podcast, but then it just got put on the back burner because of life stuff. And
Yeah.
to initiate starting it up, and Tab was like, "We need to do this," and I was like, "I don't want to do it, but I do because I know this is what I need to get out of that shitty season I was in."
Yeah.
So,
I
hopefully.
knew, like, I knew you weren't going anywhere. Like, I knew that. That was never a concern. I just, in my mind, and I had to have this conversation with myself. It's funny even that I'm telling you this, because I was at, before that, was going through my season. So I was going to you for Aaron, help me. What am I doing? Blah 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 blah. And I was like, how do I help the helper? How do I help the helper? I just knew, I didn't know how I was gonna pull you out. I didn't know what I could say. I just knew that I had to keep being there, and I had to, whatever you needed that day. Oh, look at that. That, you
Got some
see,
fireworks going on.
what's that about? That was fancy. I
Yeah.
just knew that I needed to keep showing up, keep being there for you. Our friendship has never wavered. Whatever season we've, either one of us have ever been in, it's never wavered. So I, that was never a concern. I just knew you needed something, and I knew it had to do with mindset. And I was like, fuck it, let's do it. Like, what's the worst that's going to happen? We're going to look like idiots. Well, we get up and do that every day. Like, you know what I mean? So who cares? Like, but it's so good for you and I. It's so good for who we are as people, because you and I could sit and do this all day long. Like, that's just who we are because we love it so much. And so I'm grateful. I'm grateful that I was be able to help the helper. That's what I call it.
I'm grateful for it too.
Yes.
I love it because we pair together because you're a talker and I'm not so much of a talker.
He just called me loud, y'all. Did y'all hear that? That's what my lens, my hearing lens just said, that Eric called me loud. Just kidding.
Lens needs some adjusting sometimes.
No.
Mine. So what is your Tabitha, what does your lens look like today?
Today, my lens is definitely, and I, you know, I listen, I'm a color person. We all know that. Like, I love color. I can't get enough of it. I don't think mine's clear, but I don't think it's dark anymore either. Like, I'm like rainbow color, hot purple, pink, all the pretty colors. And there's, you know, there's still a couple dark spots. Don't get me wrong. There's definitely some spots that still need to be cleaned, and we'll continue cleaning those, but it's definitely so much brighter than it ever has been, and super hopeful, super grateful, all the things. And one thing that I'm super, super proud about is super confident. Super, I don't give a damn about what y'all think. At the end of the day, I'm doing me. And I mean, I love you. I send you love, all the things, but I had to stop worrying about stepping on other people's toes. And so I'm super grateful for my lens that I have today. You know, nothing a little rubbing it off can't clean, and keep doing the work. And
It's constant work. It's
yeah.
lifelong.
And honestly, I think it's stuff that we'll do until we're done.
Yeah.
Like, I can't imagine just getting older and being like, well, that's it. I'm done. You know, I think it definitely comes in seasons, and there's a season for everything. But I don't think I ever want to stop learning, and I don't think I will ever want to stop being a better person, or ever stop helping the people around me be better. So,
Love that.
yeah.
Yeah.
You have a pair of shades though that are like iridescent purple. You know, the ones we bought are shades that we bought.
None of those, but I got these.
Yeah, I have my the Nevin ones that we bought. Nevin, shout out in case you want to sponsor somebody. Just saying.
I do three pair of Nevins. I just had these from Vegas, so.
And my iridescent purple ones. Listen, I don't care what anybody says, those are the best lenses ever. What actions, I guess, actions, or what do you want to see in your future lens? Like, what does your future lens look like, you think?
I'm hoping it remains clear, but that, like I said, that goes back to constant work and constant self-improvement. I want to continue to have an open mind and continue to look at other people's perspective. And it's not necessarily, it's not for them, it's for me. Like Tabitha, I could give two shits sometimes. Like, it's about me, but when I'm in that place of like helping people, like I just like I want people to do for me, I would rather people hurt my feelings because the feelings are just temporary and be honest with me, like calm out on my shit when I'm not doing something that I should be, because that's what I do to other people. And it may, on some occasions, it may like maybe I need to adjust it a little bit. I read something, I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was like when you're like giving people or calling people out on their stuff, what is your true intention behind that? And is it coming from a place of superiority or is it coming from a place of genuine care? I don't know if superiority is necessarily the right word, but whatever I read, like, spelled it really well. But I just continue to want to have an open mind, help others grow as a human being, continue to love myself, and let's be real, we live in a crazy world,
Amen to that, Jesus.
and we can choose to look at it through that lens, or we can choose to be aware of it and do you.
Or even go one step further and be aware, that we live in a crazy world. But how am I going to make the world a better place today?
Definitely.
How can I contribute and make the world a better place today? Like, listen, I mean, don't get much easier than that, literally today. So I love it. I like that future perspective. You go, boy. That's what I'm talking about.
How about you, Tab?
You know, same. And
I ain't gonna let you off that easy. No sense.
no. Listen, I'm trying not to cry every episode. Like, people are eventually gonna get tired of that, okay? I, full disclosure, I'm about to go through another big battle, right? Mentally. And I know that there are going to be some dark days. I feel like, in being aware of that though, like I can be not necessarily ready for those days, but almost have like an action plan on, okay, when the days get hard, that you know what anchors you, you know what keeps you grounded. Lean into those as hard as you need to.
Love it.
And so I just want to make sure that I have my anchors in place and continue to get stronger and continue to face these demons head on and not run from them. Because that's going to be my gut reaction. And running from them this far has gotten me here. Well, before all the self-development stuff, and it wasn't working out for it well. So I just want same thing. I want to remain open. I want to stay grounded in what has helped me this far and built this confidence and built this mindset and not lose track of that and just keep powering through it because I know if I get through it, I can beat it and I know it will be better. It's just getting through it and it's just facing the demons. And not running and being who I'm supposed to be. So just staying anchored in that, staying anchored in love. And like you, I think the best thing I can do is pour into other people in the midst of all that. And that will probably heal my heart better than anything else could. So just staying anchored in that. That's what my future lens looks like. That and I'm fly, you know. So there's that. So
I love you, Tab.
I know you too. No, it's, you know, the way you process the world is, it does have so much to do with everything that you've been through and what shaped your perspectives and your values and your morals and things like that. But I think if you can stay anchored in who you really are truly as a person and your intentions, like that's the best thing you can give yourself. And that's the best thing you can give the people around you is your true, authentic self and just staying anchored in that. And it may change. Like you may go through some stuff where you're like, oh, wait, I don't really actually feel that way. And that's okay. But once you figure that out, anchor yourself in there and don't let anything or anyone steer you away from that. So,
Of it.
yeah. Regardless of how you see the world, y'all, a lot of the times the stories we tell ourselves are made up stories in our mind and it is not reality. It is a lens that you're looking through and it is probably not even that real. Not that you're hearing voices or crazy stuff like that. I mean, if you are, there's numbers, phone numbers we can get for you, but no judgment. We help everybody. But yeah, I think, you know, just staying anchored and continuing to love ourselves and love the people that we care about around us and, you know, keep doing the damn thing. Watch our podcast grow and get bigger audiences and help more people.
Right.
I'm looking for it. So,
Shout out to iTunes to get back to us.
yeah, freaking iTunes. That's what I'm saying. And listen, I'm a hardcore Apple, like Apple phone. I'm on my Mac. No response. Just saying. Hate to call people out, but you know.
Gotta do it sometime.
Amen. So,
Been a great episode.
I know I'm here for it.
Right?
This one was like comedy hour too.
It was. Last week was pretty comic too, so.
I like this one. This
Yeah.
would be. Well, that's all I have, friend. If you want to take us out, I'm here for it.
Yeah. Well, again, we appreciate you guys joining and listening. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share. We'd really appreciate it. And until next week, I am Aaron.
I'm Tab.
This is the Friendship Frequency, and this is who we are, and this is what we do. Love you
Have
guys.
a good night.